The question was asked, what role does democracy play in the Jewish state from a Jewish perspective? So let's begin with a view on democracy in general, irrespective of the Jewish state. The Torah gives us a system with a monarchy. And I think everyone would agree that a monarchy is the best system if you have a kind, honest, fair monarch. Meaning, democracy is a system with many limitations. It's only good to ensure that you're protecting the rights of the individual. Democracy is a compromise. You vote into office a bunch of people who might know nothing about the fields they get. It always shocks me when someone could be Minister of Finance, and then the next election he could be Minister of Defense, and the next election Minister of Education, and he asks himself, what does he know about education? And what does he know about finance? And what does he know about defense? He knows about politics. He knows how to be a good politician, but he's going to be in charge of our education? So what do you say? He has a lot of people informing him. So then just put in a good monarch, and he'll have a lot of people informing him. The problem is the abuse of powers. So democracy is there to protect against the abuse of powers. But democracy is severely limited. It's always been severely limited. So the Jewish system is that you're supposed to have a monarchy with a kind monarch, with a good monarch who's appointed by Hashem and who's going to do it right, as best as he can. What? Hashem sends a prophet who appoints. Shaul, David, Shlomo, Yeravam ben Nevat. These were appointed by prophets. So if Hashem appoints the king, it's supposed to be a person of high character, a person who's going to care for the people, do his best. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. He's our first king, right? So Vahi Vishurun Melech. Moshe is called the king. So Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed because he cared for the smallest sheep. And he was the poorest Jew in town. He came into Egypt on a donkey for his whole family. He had one donkey. And when the Jews leave Egypt, everyone's running for the money, and he's looking to help the bones of Joseph. They promised Yosef they take his bones out of Egypt, so that's what he's busy doing. And after they leave the Yamsuf, everyone's richer than Moshe. Moshe's the poorest Jew in the desert. But he's our first king. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at Shaul. When they come to appoint him, he runs away, he's hiding, he doesn't tell anyone. He's not interested in this. He's a kind, good person, so okay, he could be fit for a king. So when you have a king who's into helping people, who cares for people, whose whole purpose in life is helping people, so then yes, you could have a monarchy and it's good for the people. And that's the best system. There's always the danger of abuse of powers. You look at the period of the end of the Second Temple, where the kings were murdering whole cities, murdering their children were murdering their parents. Okay, there you see where monarchy could go wrong. They weren't appointed by heaven. So the ideal system would be a monarchy the way the Torah sets it up. And when we don't have that option, so then we have in halacha that people can get together, you live in a city, and you set up a system that's for the city. You set up taxes, you set up a defense, you set up how you're going to take care of the needs of the masses. So the public can set up a system to govern the public. And that's what the government does. That's what we generally have when we set up a government. It's the public setting up a system. We have another issue which we won't deal with this second, and that is that here in Israel we have a population of non-Jews that are living, that are also voting and setting up a government. They're also meeting up with our enemies and encouraging our enemies. Look at what the Knesset members of the Arab party said about how it's our fault and we had no right to defend ourselves. And I listened to what they said to the murderers of Jews and how they named town squares after murderers. So you have a real problem there, unabashedly working against us. So even though in Jewish history, even in King David's army, he had non-Jews, but those were non-Jews who were loyal to him. But today we have open anti-Semitism here in Israel, where Ahmed TV could sit in the Knesset and Ahmed TV could help the Hamas. And you have situations, Zoabi, you have the Arab Knesset members who are openly anti-Semitic. That's not a situation that was ever condoned in Jewish history. To allow representation of murderers in our own government, you can't do that. So that's a problem. There is another aspect, which is we do have to have calculations of how we work internationally, how we work as a state. So that's already questions of compromise. But you're asking an ideal state. So an ideal state was firstly with a monarchy, the way the Torah set it up. When we don't have that, then we do set up some form of government by public decision. And that is some form of a democracy. And that's very close to what we have here in the state of Israel. That's why there are many rabbinic authorities who hold that it is wrong to steal even a penny from taxes. Within the letter of the law, you can play any games you want. You want to set up a corporation, anything that's legal, you could do. There's no mitzvah to go and give the government your money. But not to break the law, because many would view the law as a social contract, that we as a people living here have to have a social contract. We have electricity, we have running water, we have a police force, we have an army. We might not agree with everything, but at least it's a system that was set up by the masses. And as Rav Henkin writes in his responsa, it's up to us to get our act together to become the majority here in Israel, so that the majority opinion would be to observe the Torah, to run things in the way of the Torah, and then we could help move the state forward in the right direction. That's the approach of the Dati Lumi world, and much of the Haredi world as well. Look, that's what you have. You have Aguda, you have Shas, you have a lot of parties that are there trying within the Knesset to affect the laws and to affect the systems that we move it closer to the path of the Torah. So the idea behind the democracy we have today is what's discussed in Halacha, where Jews can get together and have to get together and set up a system that works for them. It says the community gets together and they buy a shul. The community can get together and make laws that are binding for everyone in the community. You could have rent control, meaning the responsibility of the community's representatives is to set up a system that's good for the community, and that's more or less what we have today, for better or for worse. Again, we have certain flaws. It's not perfect, but it's not far from it.